How do you, what's the criteria of finding out what kind of a spirit animal you are?
Well, you can do it as a group.
You probably take a personality quiz.
See, I'm not on Facebook, so that would never work.
No, let
me. Talk to your friend Mike Martin, and I bet you he can do
anytime
it.
Anytime I figured out my spirit animal, it's been around a drunk campfire, and you just talk about it with people, like how they view you and what your mannerisms are like. It's like that.
Me? I don't know.
Are there any animals that do crack?
A Ninja Turtle?
Did you just say Ninja Turtle?
You just sounded like Baccio saying Aladdin was a superhero.
Turtles are animals.
A Ninja Turtle?
Yeah, I would just be a turtle who knew sweet ninja moves.
Okay, why would you be a turtle?
I don't know. I like green a lot. I enjoy pizza. I took karate for like two and a half years.
Okay, Raphael. Right.
Michelangelo is a party dude. Thank you.
Okay. You do sink in this couch.
I don't even know how to even begin to determine.
Well, Tommy set it up that way so women can't like escape freely.
Mannerism.
I guess. I'm not escaping
like,
from this
some
couch.
People look at it like their personality. Some people look at it like features. Like Matt Zabron identified as a worker bee. Because
oh, is that why you keep calling him that?
Because he has like 17 jobs. He's always like around, buzzing around, doing something. Like
we could do this live on air. Let's see what our animals are.
I think we should talk.
He has 17 jobs.
He is. Let me tell you this. Okay. A lifeguard. He refs.
Two.
He works as a teacher at Bryan and Stratton. Three. He's a professor there. He, oh my god, what was the other one? He is a high school soccer coach.
Four.
He works on his parents' farm, which I think is a job.
What kind of farm is it?
Like a farm with horses and like goats and everything, chickens.
Okay, five. Does he wear a cowboy hat?
I don't know. No.
If he does, then it's a job. If he doesn't, it isn't.
I'll ask.
Okay, so we're going to call it 4.5.
Okay.
Keep going.
No, farm work is a job. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but it depends what he's doing. Working. Like if he's making breakfast for everybody that's coming in, like the real people that are working, that doesn't
count. Like shoveling horse shit, dude.
That would be a job.
Done.
That's
five.
What he does.
Yeah.
Five it is.
Five.
And he has to put all the eye things on the horses so they don't get bugs in their eyes.
That's still part of five, though. That's not
I didn't know
job.
that was a thing.
What kind
Someone
of thing?
Someone has to do it.
Horses, apparently, Blinders. Like their eyes produce a lot of gook, essentially, that
oh, that's
flies are attracted
on.
To, so they put those things on that look like goggles over their eyes so that they don't get
dun, dun, dun.
Bugs in them and eye infections and all of this.
Like stuff. When you fall asleep?
Kind of.
Do you ever wear those?
What?
Do you ever wear those?
No, I don't.
Put your headphones on.
I have blackout blinds.
I don't know why I whispered into the microphone.
I know.
Like we're going to be able to hear it. That's brilliant.
I wish there was a quiz you could take.
There is. It's called.
No,
there's no way there's not a quiz.
You like, you know what? It is a group.
Don't they call you like an introverted, extroverted, extrovert or something? Like, there's a quiz you can take. For
all right.
Oh,
then what?
Oh, there is a psychology quiz.
IJSK.
For that, yeah.
Okay, so then what is Lenny?
Well,
what kind of animal? What's Lenny's spirit animal?
Did she just say I heart Joe K?
Yeah, probably.
Oh.
Wouldn't be the first time. Not going to be the last.
Oh, what do they call it with all the letters? Is that an acronym?
That's called the alphabet.
The four letters is your personality trait.
Oh my god, this stuff's so confusing.
You can take a test that's about 70 questions, and it mm-hmm. tells you your personality
okay,
type.
Is there any way you can send me that?
Yeah.
And then I will tell you what the answer is.
I'll do it with you.
Because it's probably going to be something funny.
It'll be the same
quiz.
Damn thing. We'll both be like rhinos.
It's going to be like an armadillo or something.
Wait, no, this is for your
we're
personality
we're going to end up as Bebop
type.
And Rocksteady.
No, this isn't for your spirit animal. This no. is for your personality.
All right, well, give me that, too. I like information. Let me take. I like quizzes.
Okay. Or what's your Patronus? Yeah.
Hopefully. As long as we don't suck, that's all that matters.
We're not going to suck.
Dear baby Jesus, when you're done with this tornado, please don't let us suck.
I mean, he's still pretty preoccupied with the whole tornado. A lot of people got prayers going on, like insurance covering things.
All right.
We Beer's
got this.
Open.
We got this.
Music's fading in. It's not Hungry Eyes like I would want it to be.
Oh, was that up for debate?
I'd want it to be.
Hungry Eyes would have been pretty cool.
Hungry Eyes.
I like this too, though.
He'll probably kick it in during the... I want him to kick it in during the show now. I believe in Jim.
Lenny, I'm going to send it to you via Telegram.
Yeah, don't do it by Facebook because your Facebook request is still in my email drafts folder from like
yeah,
8 months
I know.
Ago.
Wow.
It I literally know. Is still in my drafts folder.
You know whose request isn't?
I'm still debating.
Mine.
I have two Facebook friends, Joe K and B's brother, and that's I drew the line. I said two's enough. But literally, if you go to my drafts folder, you will see friend requests from Emily still pending. Sorry.
Nah, that's cool. He knows what he's doing.
In a world... at a time, and in a place where the podcast is going to resume in the off season. Going around the room today, we've got Joe K.
What up, though?
In the number two chair, Emily.
Whee!
The Uno. In the corner, we've got Blaze. And over on the other side, for her first time in studio, after many, 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 many requests. With a multitude of things that we can't talk about. Molly.
Hey.
Let's go.
Did anybody forward us the list of the things we can't talk about with Molly? Oh, crap, I don't have the list.
Oh, it looks like we're just going to have to wing it.
Can we restart this?
No, I don't think so.
It's nice to be back. Ladies and gentlemen of the TSO Universe, good evening, welcome, shalom, hello, and all that other good stuff. My name is Lenny. I am now confused because apparently a list was supposed to be sent to me of the things we can't talk to Molly about. I'm going to have to guess. And Emily looks like she's typing right now. She's probably saying, hey, you asshole.
No,
I can't believe you're talking about this right now.
I'm looking up my animal quiz.
Okay, fair enough. Welcome back. Yeah, I'm back.
Just checking on the animal quiz.
I didn't quit. I'm sitting back in my chair. This was good. Joe Kay.
You were on the show last week. It's not like you disappeared.
But I was over there. It was different.
It's weird again. I want to switch back.
Yeah, you did really good. We're going to start with you with hello. Joe Kay, how are you doing?
Before each podcast, we should do a game of Yahtzee, and whoever wins gets to be in the head chair.
You knocked it out of the park.
I did okay. I mean, you just talking really to people and being funny. That's the only two things I'm really good at.
It was really, really good.
That's questionable.
And there was no stress.
There's more.
Sitting in that chair, there's no stress.
Nah, you just kind of lean back and just watch Jim talk to you, and you look at the clock a bunch, and that's about it.
I've already looked at it four times.
I know. It's
and I'm going to check my text in a minute, because I think I have one bad text from Emily, and I probably have a list, hopefully.
No, you have,
building it up.
You have links for the personality test.
You did ask for these links. That's exactly what you asked for.
Okay, I got homework. Good things to do tonight.
Lenny's going
to
discover his spirit animal, and we'll have the results next week.
As I was talking to our two guests, who I'm going to introduce in a minute, when you're old, you can't sleep anymore, so I need things to do at 3 in the morning, and nobody will talk to me, so I'll start taking quizzes. Jimmy, it's sitting shotgun as always. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for asking. I normally don't share a lot, so I figured today sharing is caring.
Sharing is definitely caring. And back from a grandparent's birthday party. She couldn't join us last week. Emily, how are you?
I'm doing good.
How was
the party? How'd it go?
Did you actually make the party?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because we had conflicting reports in our room. We actually were going to call B's brother, and we were going to send him out to see if you actually were your grandparents' party, because there's been rumors that you've been going out on Thursdays, and you kind of have like a little social crew you hang out with now.
What? This is news to me.
Well, I thought you were hanging out with like a bunch of people, and Sarah, and you guys. We're always seeing those pictures on Telegram that you were somewhere.
Yeah, that's on Thursday. Saturday
oh,
night.
It's on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, we thought it was Thursday.
Saturdays, guys, we go out on Hurdle, your favorite place. We actually had a nice little Cuban dance party at Gecko's.
Yes, we did.
Molly was there.
What's a Cuban dance party? I always say the only reason to go on Hurdle is because you lose a bet. That's just me.
Why wouldn't I go on Hurdle? I can walk everywhere and stumble home.
Okay.
You can go anywhere now. Uber will bring you home.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, or I can just
walk. Proud sponsor of the TSO.
And speaking of Uber recently, so we were talking about, so we're short, what, two teams for the wine tournament?
Yes.
No, so Topper, we have this other, Texgram set up, and Topper goes, well, what are we going to do? And we're like, well, we can get Diamond Dolls.
Yeah, because, to be clear, the two spots that are open, one is in the competitive morning division. So if you want to play against the likes of XTC, Public Enemy, or Maddie's All-Stars, which is a conglomeration of a whole bunch of animals.
What's this for the wine tournament?
Yeah, the wine tournament.
When is that?
August 19th at... Oh, man, I forgot the name. The other division is the afternoon rec team that you can play against... The Tommy's experience. Some Ferger has a team that I know has Chelsea and Glenn, and I think Molly, you're on it.
Yep. I'm playing for that. Well, team
the
Tommy. As well.
So you're on a team, and then who's the other team? Oh, Cobblestone's going to be in there. I don't know who Daryl's going to have, but that should be a fun round. So if you want, if you have a team that's around D3 or D3 to D6 and want to be on the team, want to be in the tournament, sign up for it, get a hold of Topper because he keeps bothering us to find teams. So,
but he was scared, like, because I probably won't be there. And he's like, well, who's going to pick up and drive B's brother? And, well, Joe K, in capital letters, Uber.
Boom.
I mean, that's the best $40
we
you'll ever
spend. No longer have to take care of B's brother driving.
It's all good.
Anymore. Can we go back to Emily with the Italian family birthday party? Was there tripe?
No. Ew.
Okay. Never mind.
Was there Brussels?
No.
What kind of Italians are you?
We had lasagna and chicken parm.
Okay, that's okay. Let us introduce our guests. We're going to start to the left. Her star's starting to shine very, very bright. We really didn't know much about her. We're starting to, and her name is Molly Morgan. Molly, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well.
This is good. Apparently, there's 37 things I can't talk to you about, but there's one or two that I can.
Yeah. 37, that sounds about right.
It's not about right. It is right. He just said it.
And to her left, you know what? Boo, we need the evil music. He plays for Ace. He's loved by one or two and hated by many. He was missing the game. He's nice enough to join us, and he's going to refute the claims because he was not playing. Please, LaDuca. Ace, how are you?
Doing pretty well.
Are you doing pretty well, though?
A little bit. I mean, it's pretty awkward sitting next to Molly. Little do most people know, she used to play for Ace, and then she left to join
Five
Star.
I forgot about that.
Wow, that's how memorable
it was. I even forgot about that.
Let's start there. So when what happened?
I'm sorry. I totally forgot.
It's okay.
That was a long time ago.
Was it ill will, or you just forgot?
Like, no,
you
don't
just
forget. I don't know what happened.
You were friends with Jen, was it? Or Jen's sister.
Who's Jen?
She dated somebody on Five Star.
Jackie's sister.
Because that's then right. I am Peyton, yeah, so then I joined Five Star. And then
yeah, Jen played for our team, and her sister was Jackie. Yes. We need a girl, so Jackie and Molly came and played.
And how'd that work out?
It's pretty fun. I mean, if you like playing for Ron and myself, then...
What possesses somebody to want to play for Ron?
He's a good guy.
Is it because you all work together and you feel the obligation?
He's a great guy.
Hey, Ron is good people. I'm only busting Ron. If he's listening to this one pie, no. He's like, I'm going to kill that guy. No, Ron is, he's like a drill sergeant. He's good people.
We need Ron in here.
We really do. I don't know if Ron would do it, because Ron would be like, no, I'm just not talking to you knuckleheads. I won't do it.
It's not the worst
matter of fact.
Choice.
I'll tell you a funny story, Blaze. I'll tell you this. So I was busting their chops. It was at the first week of the playoffs, right? And you guys had told me that you were going to miss the game. And literally, I'm like, oh no, we're going to Blaze on. One of you guys has got to come in. You got to talk to us. And literally, like, yeah, we're in, Len. We're doing this. And then Ron's like, you over my dead body. He goes, you're not bringing these two guys in until after this game.
After.
I'm not giving them any more fuel than they need right now.
Oh, he sent a group text the next day, and he was like, if you idiots say anything, we're done.
That's
so
amazing.
So you know what I do now? I'm going to buy. Past them, so I go to Topper and I'm like, Topper, can you do me a favor? Can you email Ron? Because I wanted to go through the. Can you tell him we just need Blaze's number? We'll call. And then I get an email back and it's from Ron. If you think I'm giving you Blaze's number until after the season ends, he goes, you can go bounce salt.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it was funny.
Wait, Topper couldn't just get his phone number from the files. I know he's done that before.
You know, I don't think we have many Ace phone numbers. We have Ron's.
I'm also on Facebook page like 24/7.
All the
free
time.
That's
how we found you.
All the and you still have not been the D6 MVP.
Undisputed.
Are you ever going to win?
That's up to you.
We got to show up for playoffs to do that.
Well, please, I'm going to ask you the most important question, obviously. And please know that Emily's to your left, and she's probably within punching distance. If you and your brother show up for the championship game, does Ace win, yes or no?
It would have been a fun game for both teams, not just one. But, I mean, hopefully we get that rematch next year in D5, and we'll see.
So is that the official announcement that you're going up?
We should, I mean. There's only one reason we wouldn't.
Is Ace playing in the league tournament, or are you on somebody else's
team? I'm playing with Brian Ferger.
Okay, there you go.
My brother, my brother and I.
You guys are really the skill on the team, though, aren't you? Are you not?
Leadership? I mean, everybody on the team's pretty good, but we've been playing in this league for 6 years. We kind of know the ins and outs, so...
You're not taking the bait. This is driving me nuts. I was hoping Emily would be fighting
right
now.
She's biting her tongue.
Emily, I can see like a joke. I see some blood on her lip. She's like, he's getting close.
Lenny's really trying hard here. I'm just watching you work right now, Puppet Master.
Lenny's such a little instigator.
Emily's over there. She's all like, stone cold.
Yep, NWO.
Oh my
well,
God,
believe
small.
It or not, you know, we did talk about this, and I don't know if we could do this in the fall or not, but, you know, we had asked Ron this, and he had agreed to this, and I don't know if you guys could call and find out. Is there a way, when the season started, like I said I would do this, and I'm sure B's brother would help me, Topper even said he would do this, could we get Ace, like, at full speed against the old Maddie's Angels, however they want to do it, in an exhibition game?
Well, we have enough games that people want to have rivalry games for. We should just have like a bunch of 4 o'clock games go on at once.
But I want to make sure it's because the rule's going to change for the gender team. Like Travis is going to be allowed to play defense. It's got to be
no. We'll do
whatever they were against your team. Whoever would have been on there last year against your team. Whoever would have been on there last year.
Why are you even asking? It's your league. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, but they got to say yes or no.
He's asking if we're willing.
Yeah, I could say you're going to do it. Doesn't mean you have to.
Wait, we're willing.
Okay, good. And I'm assuming you guys
anybody wouldn't be.
Without question.
If we could figure this out, let's do this. Because like I said, I would ref it. B's brother needs some practice. He would do it with me.
We are losing one angel who's moving out of town.
Okay.
Who's moving?
Let's make a. We could say something like,
no.
As long as they agree, because she was really good, you could have one girl that's comparable to Kate, and let's make it fair.
Wait, whoa, where's Kate going?
She's moving to Virginia. She has to move there for 3 months for her clinicals for school.
Oh, so
she's missing all of fall football.
Wait, September, October, November. When's she coming back?
She'll be back in time for the Winter Classic.
Yeah, for the banquet.
There you go.
Okay,
the banquet is the Winter Classic.
That's
I love that.
What if we did it in the next couple weeks? Maybe we went to a neutral location or something.
Yeah.
We could do it in Topper's backyard.
We really could.
How big is his backyard?
Big enough to hold a football game.
It really is.
Well, we might have to sneak into his neighbor's yard.
There's another league that's trying to kill all of us at Templeton Landing. And the fields are pretty dangerous.
What, are you going to like avoid needles?
What are you talking about?
We have to avoid pipes literally sticking out of the ground.
What are you talking about?
Sewer grates.
What the heck?
Sewer grates.
Right down by the water right there. That open field that, right there.
Yeah, they're awful.
Don't they clean the fields up?
Nope.
No.
So they don't go the extra mile?
Someone sprained their ankle last week.
Who's that someone?
Eric Kleckler.
So let me get this straight.
So you played for another league, and now you're suffering because of it.
Well, yeah. you could easily draw that conclusion. Or you could say that there really is, and I don't want to say his name, because that's just not the way I do things. But so he's been railing on the TSL for their field conditions for the last, 4 years, and you're saying that you're in his league now, and you guys are
dangerous.
Dodging pipes and potholes
and it's piranha really plants dangerous. And Koopa Troopas. Yeah.
How does the saying go?
I would
that
never
the pot
describe
calling the kettle black.
Right,
something
you're
like
right,
that.
Lenny. Pot calling the kettle black.
Can you tell my? Can we call my ex-wife right now? And can you say that what you just said? You're the first woman that says I've been right in like 5 years.
I've said you're right like four times.
I can count them four times
since we've been friends.
4 out of 8,000 isn't bad.
Your odds are good.
Boy, so somebody's going to talk shit about the field that they tried so hard to keep getting back for their league.
That's pretty interesting.
Huh.
Looks like we learned something today.
I guess so.
Well, let's learn some more about somebody. Molly Morgan, we're going to start with you.
All
so,
right.
you know, start. As we always ask, how'd you find us? We're going to learn a lot about you right now, so let us know
where'd you come
about
from?
Where'd you come from?
Where did I come from?
Yeah.
My mama. Well, when two people love each other.
We're not allowed to talk about that. We're not allowed to talk about that.
And they definitely don't have to love each other.
Yeah, wait a second. Go on.
Guys.
This sounds interesting.
Crap, is she texting me, hey, a-hole, you weren't supposed to talk about that? Okay, good.
She's texting everyone else but you.
All right, well, I guess I played for Ace a long time ago, which I
was that your first
remember,
team?
And I had to be reminded. No, I don't think so. It was not. I played for Five Star first because okay. Peyton Spinelli got in contact with me, and then I started playing for them. And then I think I played for Ace and Five Star, like, kind of at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, like, stopped playing for Ace and then played for Five Star. But
first
I don't
question.
Remember why.
I'm going to shoot a name at you. What's your feelings? Motorcycle guy, Phil.
Oh, my God.
Yay, nay.
No.
No? Thumbs down or thumbs up?
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Yeah. It's just annoying.
Annoying?
Yeah.
In general?
Yeah.
How was he on the football field?
Annoying.
Okay. From the female perspective, though, he had a motorcycle. Like, how'd that make you feel inside?
No, he wasn't attractive on it or anything.
Did he ever try to, like, come to the fields on a motorcycle and
yeah.
hey, Molly, it's Phil, motorcycle guy on a motorcycle?
No, he never tried to hit on me or anything.
No.
But, like, he tried to look cool on his motorcycle and it just did not work.
Okay, back to you. So keep continuing
yeah.
with your story.
Okay, well, I guess there's not much after that. I've basically stayed on Five Star, but we just changed our name to Salino Sewer Rats.
I feel like that's a point.
How did that happen?
Jim, you look like you have something to say. Stuff.
Yeah, well, actually, we got out of the business of sponsoring teams, and we dumped everything that we had into investing in the league, actually. And you're sitting in the room that is the production of it.
The five-star studio.
As well as the Best of the Bar award that we're at the halfway mark in the year on right now. And it's been our pleasure.
The standings went over well, actually.
But there was that point in time when we threatened about pulling the sponsorship, and then you guys kept winning, and then we're like, no, we're going to pull it out. And
did they win the title your last year sponsoring them? You won the title, didn't they, Jim?
They did walk away with the gold a couple times.
And Peyton would never want to move up. He'd always be like, no, we'll stay in D6.
And then you stopped, and then they haven't had a winning season since, right?
Well, there was that divide when Jackie moved on,
moved,
what happened there with the whole thing?
Peyton and Jackie broke up, so
that's how I came into the league on intentional pounding.
Hot,
I love
Jackie
how you say
started
that.
That team.
This is amazing,
right?
Right,
all connected.
Yeah,
yep.
Yes,
I knew Emily a long time ago.
Oh,
this was interesting.
Then what? you guys want me to talk for 40 minutes, I will. You got to help me out a little bit.
I mean, other than changing our name to Salino Sewer Rats, there's not much. I've been subbing for All We Do Is Quinn and D5. But,
okay, what do you think of them?
I like them. They're a good group of people. They're really nice.
What do you think of Quinn?
He's nice.
Is he nice enough to warrant his face on a t-shirt?
Are you trying to get people to talk shit?
I know.
I'm just asking.
Hold on. Is this your first show? Is this your first time meeting Lenny?
But
are you new here?
Fair question.
No, it is a fair question. It is, because I really don't know why the team is called that. I don't know why he's so special.
I mean, did anybody ever ask? Because if I was on the team, that's the first question I would ask.
I didn't ask that question. I should. I don't know why I didn't.
Can you do me a favor?
And ask that question?
On September 8th or August 26th, depending on the state of the fields when we start the league.
Yeah.
Can you walk up to All We Do Is Quinn? And can you ask him that question? And when you were done, can you tell me?
Yes, I will.
Why don't you send her with like a little sideline microphone like you and Joe K were going to do? So she can do it like an interview.
That sounds like exactly the type of thing we do here.
You.
That's great. Do you still have the microphone, Len?
It's actually in my truck.
Fantastic. Right next to the lobster suit?
No, the lobster suit I took out.
Why?
I put it next to the Yogi Bear costume.
Too bad you never got your Mary Poppins interview in.
Well, is she gone with the league? Or?
No, she'll be back.
Good, then we'll start it then.
We have time, yeah.
Oh, my God. Should I dress up as a lobster or the Yogi Bear costume and interview her there? Like, I'm not lying. It call me crazy, and most people do. I want Joe Key and I one day just to show up at her house and start asking her questions out of the... I think that would be hysterical.
That like, seems stalker.
It doesn't, because it would be
like
funny.
That seems like the police would be
No, it would not. You can warn them that somebody might be coming to their door. Like, you can be with us.
Are you going to... Instead of knocking on the door, you're just going to have a boombox over your head?
Oh, my God. Football season's going to be during Halloween, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm diabetic. Halloween is diabetic Christmas. We go trick-or-treating in Mary Poppins' neighborhood. The three of us. Bring Sarah if you want. Then there's four of us, because I need candy anyways.
Group costume.
Because I have the diabetes. So we go to Mary Poppins' house, and we trick-or-treat, and when we're done, we start asking her questions. We don't get arrested that way. Fair. I get candy because I'm diabetic. Everybody wins.
Fair. That's right. Fair.
What's your favorite candy?
Oh, that's so tough.
Like in Halloween version.
You know what? Reese's peanut butter cups, I think.
Yeah, I feel like it's everybody's winner.
Yeah, just chocolate and peanut butter's magical.
Mine's Kit Kat, though.
Maybe Sarah will be a sloth for Halloween.
Caramello.
That's her animal.
Are you going to be a gazelle?
Sarah the sloth.
I'll dress up as a gazelle. Oh, yeah.
Did you listen to last week's podcast?
Not yet.
Oh, you have to. There was an Emily shout out, and we talked about the gazelle in the football league. There was a girl named the Gazelle.
Oh, I heard that, yeah.
You're not even the original Gazelle.
No.
Well, that sucks.
That was Michelle Page.
I guess you're the antelope now.
Yeah, right? Or the deer.
Michelle Page was 12 feet tall. She would out-gazelle you because she was like 10 feet tall.
Really?
She literally was like 6 feet tall.
Pretty sure that's a world record if you're 10 feet tall.
You know what I'm saying. She was like the minute bull of like women in TSL. She was just, she had like legs that were like this tall.
So where's she now?
She bailed on bailing.
She ran away.
Yes.
Happens.
All right, wake up, Blaze. Your turn. So
you're in the hot seat.
Let's start with you. Yeah, we know we're going to get to Ace Maddie's Angels. We're going to get there in a minute, but let's start at the beginning.
Yeah, so my brother works with Ron as his boss, and when my brother started playing for the team, he told me about it, and I was like, you got to get me in. And it took a couple sessions, and I finally got to play that one game, and Ron liked me enough, and he kept me.
Forgive me. You know, usually I'm pretty good with my memory. Do you guys ever win a title yet, or you've been close a million times? Okay, so you guys lost to Daryl. I remember we had the Battle of the Immortals. It was Ronnie K against Daryl. That was like years ago. That was awesome. Like, I was screaming, you got to go to the coin flip, because you had Ronnie K, who's, you know, been around forever, and Daryl, who's been around for, like, we've never had two captains that were that age that were in a coin flip for championship. I think it was the D5 or D4 championship like 3 or 4 seasons ago.
Yeah, that was my first
Yeah, you guys lost league, that one to Cobblestone, won it. And maybe it was D4. I think Ace was in D4 at one point. The divisions were way different.
Yeah, but that was before there was a D6.
Yeah,
too,
that's what I'm saying. It was way different.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
So you played with Ace, and so now you guys have been down at D6 forever. Here's a question. I guess I'm going to throw it out there. I know Ronnie's the boss, but Johnny Dio left. Was there ever any thoughts of bringing Dio back to quarterback?
Ooh.
That's a yes, but he doesn't want to say it.
That's a bad spot. They had a conflict of interests. And
what happened?
I don't know the full story.
Was it
story.
A personality thing, or did just Ron wanted to play quarterback and that was it?
Well, I brought one of my one friends to play 1 week, and he said something about Ron throwing like a girl.
Oh,
and then,
no.
He was immediately kicked off the team.
Yeah,
so,
Ron don't take shit from nobody.
No, yeah.
Was Ron the quarterback in the championship?
Ron, yes. Yeah, Ron's the older fellow. I'm going to say older, but he looks like a drill sergeant if you saw Ron.
He's
a really nice guy.
Freaking out on the pass interference.
Trust me, if you saw Ron, you'd know him.
Yeah. Ron is the slightly mature gentleman.
He was
making like a mental checklist like a serial killer. It's kind of creepy. Like nobody has the visual that I do right now.
You and Blaze haven't made eye contact since he walked in, have you?
Okay, they just did. Aw. Way to break that ice, Len.
No, it's not awkward.
It's so funny.
I'm going to ask you about the game. So you guys are what? You're 8-0. You guys are 8-0. Literally, if you go to points for, you go to points against, everything was like even. You were crushing people. They're crushing people. I know you guys missed the game, but you're only two players. 64 to freaking six.
You know Trish, right?
Yeah.
Trish wasn't there as well.
Oh, okay. That's the tall girl?
Yeah. Oh, no. Her name's Megan.
Okay. You guys got an Amazon who's really good, too.
Yeah. We had our two best guys and our two best girls out.
Okay. That's a little bit of a mess. So we got to play this game again. They won the title. There's nothing we can do about that. They got to give them the props.
No, I forgot to get belts for each division champion.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
Individual belts, different colors.
We've actually talked about that previously.
I personally
got a guy.
Trust me, I tell you, I like Ace. I like Maddie's Angels. So I'm not. I wanted, very rarely from my side of the fence, I enjoyed like the awesome matchup. I so wanted to see you two guys at 100. I'm not going to say you would have won or they won. You guys, I think, were the better team personally, but I wanted to see that matchup at 100%. You won.
I was ready.
Oh, I know. Nobody's saying you weren't.
It was just kind of like a boring game.
It was a letdown. Yeah, I also wanted to see, and I know it was another great game, but I wanted to see RSS against you guys at 100%. Like, that kind of sucked, too. I think you're going to beat RSS as well.
That was still a great game, though.
I don't get this. I don't get this at all. They're sitting next to each other. There's animosity. What's the storyline about the anger or the animosity here?
That was the sideshow.
It's not coming out.
Nothing me personally. It was all Lenny fueling the fire, being like, Ace hates gender teams. Ace hates you guys.
Well, you kind of did. At the table, you guys were talking
shit.
They didn't say gender team, though. They said they hated. They hated all the teams. No, Ace, when I was talking to them, they hated everybody. They wanted to beat everybody. You could have been a non-gender team. They still were going to hate
you. You guys have been striving for the brass ring for years. It was time to roll, right? I mean,
first off, we love every team we play against.
Why are you guys so mean on the field?
Some of the boys on your team did not love us. There was someone who was very sassy.
He was vocal about it.
We're all ultra competitive, and when we're winning, we're having fun. But when we're losing,
it's super not fun, and you just get mad about it. We've all been there.
Molly Morgan, I'm going to ask you a question flat out.
Yeah.
What kind of psychologist are you?
What kind of psychologist?
Yeah,
I'm getting my master's in mental health counseling.
Okay, do you know a sports psychologist?
Do I? Yeah.
Okay, could we find a sports psychologist? And we'll pay for it. We don't care. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should sit down with Ace and have a sports psychologist talk to everybody.
I actually want
to
be a sports psychologist.
Could you talk to Ace in the offseason?
Sure.
Okay, maybe before the game. Blaze, would you guys be up for this?
Sure.
Okay, good. We've got confirmation. We're going to be talking to a sports psychologist. We'll make this work.
Do we actually know anybody who's a sports psychologist?
I do, actually, yeah.
Like, are they a good one?
I'm dead serious, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think this would work.
All right, that's fine. I don't see why it wouldn't be. It'd be extremely fun.
When we're done, then can we bring them to talk to my team? Because sometimes, we get an argument sometimes.
All right, we do have some picture sharing here. What do we have?
Figuring out who the sassy person was.
All right, who's the sassy one?
Was it the guy that never wears a shirt? Who's that guy?
The cutoff one?
He's my friend.
Who is the guy without shirt? Let's talk about him for a minute.
What's his name?
He's a little bit of a douchebag. He's a good guy.
Maybe not his real name. What's his code name?
His name's Matt.
Okay.
So
Nighthawk takes off his shirt, right?
Nighthawk.
There's no secret. When we play against regular teams, we're going to pick on the girls. If you're manning us, who's ever getting manned by a girl, that's who we're going to pick on. And so Nighthawk, Blackhawk, whatever his name is, Downhawk, he starts yelling oh my god, you guys are pussies, why don't you throw to someone who's having a guy cover them, blah blah blah. And so then I do a whip route on some dude and we score a touchdown, and Matt just looks at this kid and is like,
welcome to the Thunderdome.
Was it on Ace's Matt?
I have a video of it.
That's the Facebook video. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to the video.
If there's audio associated with that, definitely hold it up to the microphone a little bit.
Okay.
That makes me more happy.
I love that.
She's pulling up the video on the cell phone. Okay. She's holding it up to the microphone.
You're done. Can you send me that?
It's already on the Facebook, right?
Describe what you just played. What happened right there?
I think it is on Facebook.
Describe that.
So we're running. I do a little whip route, and this guy bit so hard, and...
Shirtless Matt ended up scoring.
Touchdown?
Yeah.
So, touchdown. Let me get to the celebration. Did you spike the ball? Did you just throw it to the ref? What'd you do?
No. Funny thing is, Garbaz commented on this video on Facebook and goes, you know you're smoking a team when nobody even cares that you score a touchdown.
Oh, snap.
Wait a minute.
That might have been the 50th,
that video seems familiar to me. Did your mom take that video?
My mom did, and she posted it on Facebook.
They talked about that on the last podcast, actually, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, she didn't listen, so she doesn't know that.
Did Beast Brother comment?
Maybe.
Probably. It's on Facebook.
Is it on Topper's page?
I don't have Facebook anymore.
I don't think we didn't put it on the actual page, I don't think.
Did you leave Facebook?
Yeah, I left Facebook.
Why?
Like, do you have leave send a letter to them or something? Like, how does that happen?
No, you just deactivate.
You just, and that's it.
My clients were like
stalking you?
Like friending me and messaging me, so I deleted it.
That makes sense.
Because I'm not supposed to like talk to them and stuff.
Did you ever think of like starting an alias?
Like Michael Martin?
Something like that.
I could.
Emily Martin.
Emily.
Emily Martin.
I.
That'd be kind of funny.
Emily Martin.
It'd be hysterical.
I think
actually.
More people in this world should set up fake Facebook accounts and just start like rattling people.
I'm going to be Lenny Elba.
That'd be awesome. Do it. I'm with you. You can do it if you want.
Well, I mean, we were going through some old photos at Topper's house when we moved them, so I got some stuff I could make. I could make some pretty good profile pics, pal.
Yeah, well, I didn't even know what was happening up until like about age 25.
What? There's just some really good old photos of Lenny that we weren't allowed to post.
I've done
Topper,
some. I've done
Topper
some
said
living.
If we showed everybody, yeah. Lenny would just shoot everyone and it'd be over.
Probably.
Were you wearing your Matrix jacket in them?
Oh, I wasn't wearing a Matrix jacket. Well, yeah, actually, technically, it would be an Matrix jacket. I was Italian. We like leather and freaking diamonds and freaking mirrors.
And a bug's life.
And things covered in sauce.
Real question. Who's picking up OJ for the fall season?
Diamond Dallas.
He's a free agent.
Yeah. He is a free agent.
Maybe he'll be the quarterback for Diamond Dallas.
How many teams are you playing for in the wine tournament?
One.
Am I on your team? Flat out.
That'd be a long trip for OJ, though.
Am I on your team?
It really would be.
Aren't you playing on Maddie's Super Team or something?
Yeah, the morning one.
Just popped in.
But are you on a later team?
No.
Yeah, so...
Can I be on your team?
I mean, I have no problem with that, but we already have four girls, so...
Oh, never mind.
Plus, we need a spot still, and there's been rampant rumors that Joey Bats wants to throw for the Diamond Dolls, so we should put them in the wine tournament.
Wait.
Again, you didn't listen last week.
So the Diamond Dolls are happening?
Well, Joey Bats has already offered his quarterback services.
That was my question to you.
It's piecing together.
How do you know?
Is Diamond Dolls going to happen, Emily?
He was
yes
here.
Or no?
B's brother has not contacted me with information for me to give to the public.
Oh, by the way, did you hear about this one?
This
is what we're thinking of doing. So Topper came up with this idea that we were going to have Joey Bats be an Uber driver with B's brother and get dashboard cam. Well, I'm going to take it a step further. Instead of having the message line 627 top, we're going to turn that into our Uber line. And so if you're a drunk TSL and it's like 10 o'clock, you need a ride home, dial that number. And we're going to see if we can get somebody with B's brother and dashboard cam to pick you up and drive you home. But we got to videotape it.
Yeah. Talking about things far away and trips in Vegas. Lenny, where is the furthest place you ever traveled to?
Germany.
From Germany?
Yes.
Where? Where in Germany?
Dortmund. Freshman year of high school. Summer.
What did you do freshman year of high school in Dortmund, Germany?
So I went to St. Joe's. That's actually, believe it or not, that's why I can't hate Blaze as much as I want to sometimes. I can't because he's a St. Joe's boy like me.
Come on, guys. Franny's was where it was at, but that's fine.
We're St. Joe's guys. And so I took German my freshman year, and they had one of those things where you can go for 45 days. So I went on a trip with like 40 people, and we went to Dortmund. I actually spoke a lot of German for a year, but there's a funny story to tell you
how old
I am. Remember when the wall came
German.
Down? You, well, not as much as I used to. But when the Great Wall came down?
Yes.
I was there the year before the wall came down, and this is a funny story. I'm like,
The Berlin Wall?
Yeah, the Berlin Wall.
Not the Great Wall?
Yeah, we went in between. There used to be Eastern and Western Germany, and what you would do is you'd get $35 and they would exchange it. Well, it's like Canadian money. Like, so $35 of ours turns into like, you get like 8,000 of their dollars. They're worth like 10 cents. But my point is, when I graduated, like I was younger than everybody in my grade, like because I was born in June. So I was supposed to be on a visa with a parent or a guardian. I didn't have one. So this is a true story. It's the first time, it's happened a few times, but this is the first time I ever had a gun pulled on me. I'm at the customs going into Berlin, and I couldn't speak as fast as normal. And my last name was Elba. We always went in alphabetically. And I went and handed my passport. Now in East Germany, you're talking communist country. They don't play. So I was the first one through. They start yelling at me in German quickly. And I'm like, oh God. There was like 50 kids. All of a sudden, they all pulled. They had automatic weapons on me. They were going to shoot me.
No.
Yes. And my teacher had to come flying. He's like, pass off, stop, everything else. Here he comes. So it turns out because I wasn't on the visa with an adult, they literally thought I was trying to sneak into the country. They were going to kill me.
Holy moly.
So he had to stop them. And that was the first. Having a freaking automatic weapon pulled on you at 16 is not
no,
fun.
That's not a good idea. Emily, where's the furthest place you've ever traveled from the U.S.?
Spain.
Whereabouts?
Malaga. It's the southern tip near the Rock of Gibraltar.
Now, like Mallorca?
No.
Malaga.
Malaga.
I gotcha. So, like Lisbon, a little bit further down. Lisbon, Portugal, Spain, Rock. Tell us a good story about out there.
I went to Running of the Bulls.
Nice.
Shut Did you up. Actually run or just
I ran with
that's,
the bulls.
That's why you're so fast, right?
Yup. When you've got a 12,000-pound animal chasing you, you're going to run like fuck.
How old were you when you went and did that?
22.
Schmoly.
I'm surprised you didn't pick bull for your spirit 20. Animal.
Right?
I'm just saying, if you ran away from one.
That doesn't mean it's your spirit animal.
Did it make you laugh when you thought Sarah was a sloth? Did you laugh inside or were you...
Outside. I laughed outside when she self-identified as sloth.
How did she react to that?
How can she react to it? She said it.
Yeah, she said it. Okay. S-E-D, she said it.
Oh, God. Don't even start that.
That's a joke that just doesn't... It's always funny. I'm sorry.
It'll never die.
It won't die.
Every time it's said.
Every time. It's like at the end of the day. So you just
at the end of the day is really funny.
At the end of the day.
Come on. We got to get to these two, though. Where have you guys been? Blaze, you first.
Oh, I've been to Hawaii.
Nice.
Nice, man. What were you doing out there?
My older brother, Frank, who plays, he was a Marine. So,
good for him.
He was stationed in Honolulu, so I went out there to visit him a few times.
Nice.
Well, semper fi to your brother. That's all I'm going to say right there. Yeah. Absolutely.
Molly, what about you? Where have you been?
Well, I lived in Australia for 6 months.
Seems like a really good answer.
Cool.
Have you ever surfed before?
You just decided, screw it, I'm going to go live in Australia?
Wait, I did, what? Yeah. I graduated with my bachelor's, and I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, so I was
You graduated from school in Australia?
No, I went to school here, and then I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I just moved to Australia.
Like, ran away from your problems because you couldn't decide on life. No, I totally get that.
What are your views on yachting?
Yachting? Yes. I never went on one, but I think it would be cool.
Like America's Cup? Do you ever watch sailing?
No.
No. Would it be? Did you hear about that, Emily?
What?
I don't know if I ever... we were talking about stories with B's brother that we were thinking of doing.
Yeah.
Many moons ago, and I kind of revealed this in the last podcast, I actually was going to drop B's brother out of an airplane and have him parachute on a field one. Like, we used to do something at noon. Like, we did the national anthem from Doug Allen. We had Pipers. And one year, I'm like, you know what? We're just going to freaking drop him out of an airplane with, like, a buddy parachute. So we had to call the airport and the FAA. And it turns out that they're on a flight plan or something to the airport. And you can't fly so far to the airport. We couldn't do
it. Wasn't the plan for it to be in the middle of Ramirez's game?
No, it was just, it was going to be at high noon on field one. It was always high noon something was going to happen.
I got it.
Been part of it.
I got it.
What's that, Jim?
Put together that GoFundMe, grab Joey Bats because he's got the GoPro with that thing where it's facing you, and let's get B's brother and send him up in the plane and still send him out.
Yeah, let's just throw him out of a plane anyway.
Let's just throw him out of a plane and videotape it.
That'd be the best.
He still didn't do the GoFundMe for $1 for me to get my CD.
You got your CD anyway.
I did.
We just made him feel shame, which was worth more than $1.
Did I ever tell you, I told you this. You remember Tim Dove? Ooh. So I told everybody Emily story and how you remember the story. So I'm like, I can't believe he did this, blah blah. And then all of a sudden Dove looks at me and goes, "Well, I lowballed him. I only paid $2 for mine."
That's amazing.
Like, how do you sleep at night after hearing this story from Emily?
Oh my God. I wore my Plug Life tee the other day, actually.
That only cost you $26.
Child's medium.
Well, let's talk about Plug Life for
medium.
A minute. You guys are playing volleyball Friday?
We are.
You
we
guys
got
are in
our
the championship,
championship
right?
tomorrow.
So how can you win?
Yeah. We better fucking
Did you guys
win.
Even lose yet?
No.
Well, that's good.
You would think, I mean,
it is like
out there,
the most uncompetitive league I have ever participated in my life.
Well, it's like a bunch of families trying their best, then you psychopaths. I saw it. It was
yeah, but none of us hilarious. Have played volleyball besides
you're
Taylor.
You're all athletic monsters.
Shouldn't somebody pick him up, though, and have him there if you win?
I mean, Uber can do that again.
Yeah, he was the inspiration.
Uber.
He just finished mixing his fourth edition of WWE mixes, so...
I'm just saying.
He announced that on Facebook today, so I can't wait to hear those.
They have an outside stereo, so he'd have... I was telling Molly before the show started how he has, like, he likes his entrances. They could play a music. He could walk to the volleyball courts.
He should have entrance music everywhere he goes, honestly.
You guys can
practice. Well, they have a live band on Fridays, so maybe the band would be willing.
They could play a live song.
They would be willing,
I mean,
I'm
how
sure.
much would it take? Is Uber running now?
Yeah.
What the hell? It's going to cost somebody $40.
It's going to cost you $40.
I'll hand you the $40. Can somebody call Uber and I'll give you the $40 when we leave? Just bring him to Uber and then just drop him off. Like, have Uber
you
come
don't
up
have,
and pick
you
up.
I think you get how it works.
Or tell Uber to pick him up.
Lenny versus technology
Here.
Is still the best
call.
Battle
call
in
the Uber people.
You don't go
drop
home. It's a text.
Okay.
It's an app.
Uber, you
text,
go there.
Text the Uber
you
people.
Go
call
there,
Elba.
Uber.
Tell them to drop Beast Brother off. Hand the guy the $20 and then tell him to drive, pick him up. And
Uber, you're going to BlackRock. Yeah. You're going over there.
That's what we need to do.
If you would like to have a lovely evening at the Rose Garden tomorrow, Lenny, you could pick him up.
I will not. And the only reason why is I'm not talking to her.
Are you
Bethany anymore. We're not
Mr.
Yeah, why did you break up? Hold on, why did you break up?
We're not breaking up. We never started dating. I didn't know what I mean. Her. We were friends. And
you were friends, and now you're not.
She's not a mean, nice person.
She's not a mean, nice person?
She's not a nice person.
You want to stutter through that some more? She's not nice?
I get angry, and I was angry. No, we used to talk all the time, and then we stopped talking. I'm like, I don't like you anymore.
Oh, you just decided one day that you're not friends.
Yeah, unlike her and Frederick, I decided.
Does she know that you aren't friends anymore?
I don't think so.
Oh, you should write her a letter.
Well, I like writing letters.
I know.
We were at the bar. We were at the bar, Topper and I, and he was sitting there and he goes, "Hey, I'm going to send Bethany because Rachel, who's the new bartender, is really nice." And he goes, I think she's going to be working the wine tournament. And he goes, "I'm going to send Bethany a message right now."
Because the old bartender just wasn't. You know, Rachel's really nice. She's real great.
Wait, what do you mean working the wine tournament?
Topper hired, I think, Rachel, who was the new bartender at Angry Buffalo, and her friend. They're going to be working maybe, I don't know if they're doing something.
Working.
For what?
Somehow. They're doing something. I don't know.
With our league? Or
yes, they're doing something in some kind of working wine tournament capacity. That's all
they're
going to
be talking wine bottles.
I'm an ex-bartender. Why won't Topper hire me?
Because you're an ex-bartender.
12 games.
Yeah.
Three.
Okay, you're playing three games. I'm
probably
sorry.
More.
But getting back to my point, he's like, he goes, "I'm going to text Bethany and say, we finally have a bartender that's nice because Bethany isn't really nice." And I go, "Well, fine, I'm not texting her though because I'm not talking to her anymore." And then he goes, "Well, what's up?" I go, "I just don't want to talk to her anymore." So then I did text her. I said, "Hey," he goes, "Oh," she said, "you know, you can tell me at 5 o'clock and it's 1:30. I'm like, "Screw that noise." So I texted her, "I'm leaving at 4:45 if you're going to be here at 5. And she said, "Great." And then I said, "Perfect." And then I sent her, you know, the face that's red when you're angry?
Yeah.
Yep. I sent that one and I think that was enough.
Fair enough.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
So here's a question for Blaze then. Blaze, how long have you been in the league?
6 years.
6 years. Wow. You've seen some shit. What is your favorite thing about the league, and what would you change if you were in charge for a week?
I look forward to every Saturday. It's just like you're being there. It's a getaway. You're playing football. You're drinking afterwards. It's just a break from actual life.
I hear you there.
If I could change anything?
Yeah, like what don't you like about it?
Gender teams.
Stop it.
I hate women.
They're the worst.
Gotta get them out.
That's why we don't have any here.
I mean, I wouldn't change anything.
The sub rules.
I'm easy to please.
The referees. Well, we fixed that, kind of.
Sub rules? What are they again? We don't really use too many subs.
No, you guys never break the rules.
Molly, didn't you say
sorry,
you
I'm just staring at Joe K. What?
Hey, man. People almost died.
I wasn't staring at Emily this time. I was staring at Joe K.
Yeah, I don't do anything wrong. I follow the rules.
Yeah, yes.
After week four, you were doing good.
Yeah, after I got a stern warning.
Sometimes it's not a stern warning, it's just the evil eye.
It was. Yeah, it really wasn't a stern warning.
That wasn't
warning.
An evil eye. That was
it wasn't
more
a stern
seductive.
Warning. It was like a roundabout, Emily,
what happened?
Stop.
What happened was we did a podcast like week three, and Emily talked about five of the games she played, and then we realized there was an issue.
If I could play in five games, I would too.
Would it be?
I
mean,
who wouldn't? Yeah. But like, it got to the point where we realized some
can't
people
make
were playing.
Up,
you know. And it wasn't just her. We're singling her out because she's here, but there was a few people that were playing like five times a day, and that's not okay.
You know what? Yeah. It's just hard having a really big heart and wanting to
help everybody
out.
I get it, because like, as much bullshit as you're
spewing you have
right
a huge
there,
heart.
As much as you're spewing that crap, like, I know that there's it's hard when somebody asks you, like, "Hey, we really need somebody. Can you play?" Like, you don't want to be a dick, because A, you want to play, and B, usually it's somebody you already know if they're just coming right up to you and asking you, so you don't want to tell them to go, like,
that's got
to
be tough
off
for you, though. You don't want to be, but you just naturally are. Yeah. No, I know.
Okay, Jim, thanks. So, that was exciting.
And speaking of a DJ J Reezy WWE remix.
Is this his remix?
Yeah, man. He does things. Isn't from the newest album, though. This has got to be from the third edition.
Is this from Blood Rain?
No, he does his own thing where he just sits in a room and mixes.
That's why he's waking up at 4 o'clock.
Well, yeah, probably.
Late nights in the studio?
That and lack of responsibility.
He's got responsibility.
What responsibility do you think he actually has?
Those t-shirts don't make themselves.
Actually, they might.
No, I saw the process.
Did you? You go in the back of Vibes and check it out?
Actually, I'm going to soon.
Really?
Yeah, if you want to come, you can. I want
obviously,
to videotape
I want
it
to go. Why wouldn't
I'm
I want to go?
I'm a man driven by curiosity. I like knowing how things work.
Do you think they'll let us in the back, though? Or, like, won't we look weird as just...
No.
I think we'll be completely out of place there. I'm not
I don't think
lie.
So.
Okay. No, not at all. Why?
Why?
What?
Because we're going to be wearing our Hug Life shirts. We talked about this. our anti-plug
life. We can't
be
a rival gang.
No,
why not?
Don't do this.
And there's only three of us in the gang so far.
Yeah, but we can easily recruit members.
Yeah, Sarah's not in. 11 months, she can come in.
Why are you fighting her again?
Because she's on probation.
No,
she's
not fighting at all.
Yeah, we were the three original members.
Emily DJ Hug Life shirt should probably cost about $50 for the guy if he wants to buy it.
Sheesh.
Recoup some
75
bucks.
If you wanted to wear it first.
25 bucks for a youth medium. I got hustled.
You can hustle all the time at that, man. Yeah, but I think you're the only one that actually has a Plug of Life shirt.
All right, here we go. Molly, you're up first. Random story. Going off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tell us something interesting about you right now. Or we're kicking you out.
Okay,
I'm not kidding. I will fucking drag you to the door. Now.
Okay.
What do you got?
Well, also, when I was in Australia, I went scuba diving, and I saw a barracuda when I went, and it really freaked me out, because I hate going underwater, and I hate...
Fish that can eat you.
Were you on the weed? Were you doing drugs?
No.
Were you wearing a wetsuit?
Why did it freak you out?
No, because it was a really big fish with really sharp teeth. Have you ever seen one?
No, I got no fucking idea.
Oh,
I heard the song, though.
It's your story.
No, I mean, I've seen a picture of one, but...
Oh, no, they're crazy. They're, like, massive. It was, like, twice the size of me, and it has these...
What ship?
Barracudas are not that big.
Yes, they are.
They're, like, this big.
No, they're not.
If something's in the ocean, twice the size of you with sharp teeth, it's probably a shark.
No, it was a barracuda. It was, like, really long and thin.
Barracudas are like this.
No, it wasn't. Have you seen one in person?
No, I've seen
it. It was massive.
Double the size of you.
I've never seen a big barracuda.
I get that you're not, like, huge, but seriously, that's pretty big.
It was massive, and it had these really sharp teeth.
Is that... What's your tattoo? Is that a harpoon that you killed the barracuda with?
Yeah. Yep, seriously? This is what it... No.
It can get up to 5 feet long.
A barracuda, really?
Okay, so that's it wasn't twice the size of me, but it was like my size.
I never knew that. I always thought that they were like piranha.
No,
they were
it
just...
was huge.
51 pounds.
Yes.
Wow, that's astonishing.
God damn.
Pretty solid fish.
We learned something today.
It's kind of like a small golden retriever in a way, right?
And wow. I panicked.
Looks a little bit different.
What did you do?
Well, I got out of the water. Obviously.
Now, did it, like, come at you, or did you just see it
no,
from afar
it was,
and you go, fuck
no,
this?
No, it was literally, like, here, and I was here.
What did it do, like, wink at you?
No, it just literally, like, was chilling in the water. It, like, it didn't move.
So it didn't do anything?
No, but I obviously, like, I didn't know it wasn't going to do anything.
Fair enough.
Molly, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
He's gonna.
Female perspective.
Yeah.
If you were going to go on a date with somebody, what would happen if a gentleman asked you to go on miniature golf? How would you feel about that?
Putt-putt golf and games.
It's a perfect date.
I'm just curious.
I know. I would say yes.
Wait, do you think that's a nice activity for two people to participate in?
Yes.
It's cute, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it cuter if there's competition? Like, would you get mad if you lost?
Do you want to be?
Or
do you want him to let you win?
Yes. Like, how would you feel? Would you think that's
no,
romantic?
No, I don't want him to let me win.
But what if he did it in a way where you didn't really know, but you kind of did know? Interesting. Good question, isn't it?
Yes.
Here we go.
I would just want it to be a fair competition.
Okay, but it is kind of a cute thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Blaze, what do you think of miniature golf?
Perfect date.
Isn't it a perfect date?
So much fun, even in the winter.
So many activities there. I mean, you can go to an arcade if you got bored. Yeah. You can get pizza.
Glow in the dark monster mini golf. We can do that.
Yeah, and you can win John Cena.
Oh, don't even start. I wanted to.
Endless opportunities, yeah. Personally, I've never done it, but I mean, I'm open to it.
Okay. How have you never mini-golfed? Are you an alien?
Wait.
Okay, well, as a first date.
Okay.
A first date.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's call it a beginning date, then. Let's say between date 1 through 5. If someone took a mini-golf, how would you feel?
It's part of those, like, original, like, first couple dates you take.
I don't know. I view that as a date 5, not a date 1.
Well,
I think
you're on a
perfect date 1.
No, it's a post-coitus date.
Okay.
Well, Jimmy, what do you view as a date 1?
Date 1? Have you seen the studio?
You're sitting in it, pal.
Jesus. Yeah, that corner sees a lot of action.
Jesus, I know why I'm sinking in now.
No, I'm too old. I got too many kids. I got no idea. Back in my day, we'd churn butter. Listen to me, you know?
All right, I always ask a question because I always want to know what people
No, I have a follow-up question for the miniature golf for the ladies. Now, I assume you also want to be, like, close competition. You don't want to just be let win.
Fuck no.
Well, I think literally everybody would hit you over the head with a club.
So you both want the gentleman to try.
Yeah.
What is the maximum amount of score, like, strokes he can beat you by before you actually get pissed off about it?
He's not going to beat me.
Oh, no, God. Not going to win.
All right. So when it happens, though, when you do lose, Like
two.
Two, that's it. So if that's it's like it. So if he just massacres you by like 10, he's some golf pro you didn't know about it, like you're gonna be mad.
I'm gonna be like, I'm walking home.
Right.
We have Uber now, we went over this.
So yeah. let's combine the past two things that just happened, coming back to me, because I don't mind that. So good idea for a first date, competition, something exciting. Throw the putt-putt out the window. I know you don't like that. I know you don't. But yeah, truly, what's that trampoline with the basketball shit?
That's what I'm talking about.
There's a good first date.
Okay, but here's the thing.
This fucking loop.
I disagree.
Now you've got competition.
Wait.
It's like, what up, bitch?
And all, okay, that would be a cool thing to do, but you're not going to look cute. You're like sweating your ass off in Skyzone. No,
absolutely.
That's one of those things that is better as a girl.
That is a date you have after you totally.
That's a first date. That's a no question.
That is a group activity.
Absolutely.
That's a total group activity.
You can't do that like one.
There's no fun in that.
During the Bachelorette, didn't Sarah and Garrett do Sky Zone?
I don't know.
The group did Sky Zone.
Oh, it was a group thing.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were saying.
I just always maintain it. I've had this conversation with a lot of people in the league that miniature golf is just a great thing to do. That's all I'm saying.
It's fun. It is.
And it's honestly, I think it's better that you, even if you could win, I don't think you ever win as the man, but I think you always got to keep it close.
All right, could I be honest for a second? Seriously,
no,
though? Like the exciting games and stuff, like, I think this is all fun and cool, but like, you give me a bonfire, a keg, and some people sitting around in the middle of the woods, now we're talking about a good time. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know. I'm a down-home, get-my-fingers-dirty kind of guy in that way, you know? That's what I'm. I don't know. Sky Zone's good. Putt-putt's good.
Well, I'm just saying once again. That's date five to me. I think you got to do a date with somebody out of the gate sober because,
yeah.
My God, when you some yeah. you the last thing you want to do
know.
Is right out of the gate get a girl hammered
no.
and all of a sudden you're doing stuff
no,
like that's just
let
messed
her
up.
Stay sober.
I like
you get hammered. She drives you.
I'm like an activities person because I can't sit still. So like I want to be out doing something like going on a nature hike or like. Swimming or playing a sport or something cool.
Hide and seek bladder challenge. Have you ever?
No.
Holy shit. Are you ready for this one? You've never heard this?
No.
Joe, I know you rolled your eyes, but work with me.
I was looking at Emily.
Young Joseph, work with me. Take a box of wine. Take the bladders out.
So Topper's going to be there.
Exactly.
True.
You hide them in the woods, and it's hide and go seek with the bladders of wine. You go around, you got to find the bladders and kill them off by the time you get back to capture the flag.
That's too much work.
That's
no,
a
you
lot.
Got no idea. You friggin'
hammered
by the end of it.
And that goes against Lenny's thing of sober, which I agree.
Yes.
Oh, true.
Yes,
okay.
Okay.
All right.
Lenny. So you've made it abundantly clear over the years that putt-putt golf and games is your number one go-to.
I actually got
a new
one. Well, no.
What are your top three dates in that scenario? Like,
it's not. It's more. Not. I always get into an argument with one person. I don't want to name the person because it's just doesn't matter right now.
Is
but we've always We've always gotten into that argument because I've always said that it's just a safe, honest, fun thing that two people can do.
Correct. I'm just saying. No, I'm asking. Like if you start dating somebody, you go to putt-putt golf and games.
I wouldn't.
You would. You
would not at my age.
Where would? Then where's
no.
your?
At my age, I'm
no
just gonna
way.
Go. I'm just gonna go to dinner and do something like mellow. That's the
a
first
good
time.
Restaurant. A great
yeah.
restaurant. Sit down
and have a couple drinks.
Conversation.
After. That Lenny at 44 is gonna do that. But Lenny at 24, you know, or 20, 30 would have been like, okay, let's start a putt-putt. Let's end up in Chicago. You know, like now I'm just. It depends on the day. I don't know. I could say that now, and honestly, I could still end up in Chicago. I don't know.
That's true.
But I'm different than I used to be.
A little bit.
The point I was bringing up is I just want to know what Molly said, because every time a new woman comes into the studio, even a guy, it makes me think, because this guy and I always get in a fight about this, and he's always wrong, and he just won't say, Lenny, I'm wrong.
Are you talking about Bike Macho?
No. I'm not saying names.
No, that's fine.
I'm just saying we just
Doesn't
always
matter.
Get in an argument.
He's a good guy, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've learned a lot of things today, and we're going to continue to meet our TSLers, and that's essentially what we did. We didn't say we were going to, but... meet our TSLers. We've met Molly. We've met Blaze. Is there anything else you guys want to tell us? Blaze, you got to tell us something.
Anything you want to know?
Yeah. What do you want? I want to know about you. Why do you always like get on Facebook and rant? Why don't you just stand up and start talking? You guys are always at your table. Like, why aren't you guys just like meeting people and be like, hey, what's up? You guys are always at your table. You guys always feel grounded and you always got things to say, but you're not telling it to everybody. Like right now, you look like you want to say something, so say it.
Yeah.
Say it, man. Let it go.
Let it go.
Why won't you come do shots with the Angels?
I've gotten this reputation of like a douchebag, so I
nobody's
really
gonna call you a douchebag.
Not
I
at
have.
All.
I have.
Evil,
not
yes. Douchebag, no.
I almost got kicked out the league for accidentally hurting somebody.
Well, you used to implode a lot.
Wait
that was
a second.
Fun.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. He was notorious.
What happened?
We were playing against primetime players, mm-hmm. I think, when they were in D6, and some kid, I think, dislocated his shoulder, was it?
Was it? Yeah, Frodo did.
Yeah. I was playing man coverage. He was doing a crossing route. Ball was thrown. Hard playing the ball. And dislocated his shoulder.
Well, he used to get a little upset when things did not go his way.
Sure, I understand that.
I was like a 20-year-old kid, though.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I was a little...
You've grown.
So if you're, like, afraid of maybe what people think about you, the easiest way to fix that is to just start drinking with other people.
Yeah,
and, like, hang out.
Like, you're
already
at there.
The bar, you already hang out.
Well,
you're right
also,
there.
Yeah, well, I'm in school right now, so I serve on Saturday, so
okay.
I'm drinking after football, and then I have to go to work at 4, so I try to, like, calm the craziness down a little
Do
bit.
Do four quick like, ones right out of the gate.
Serve.
Boom.
Like, serving... At a bar.
Games
you're a bartender?
No, server.
Games at 10.
Got
you're
it.
Done at 11. At 11:30, you have 5 shots from 11:30 to 12 o'clock.
5.
Then you coast into having to leave. Boom, gone. This is what I want you to do.
People,
Molly, you've got
right?
homework next time I see you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Blaze, here's your homework.
Wait, what's her homework?
She's got a...
No, I have to ask... All we do is Quinn.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about that part
yeah.
already.
Mm-hmm. Here's your homework.
With the microphone.
Next
yeah.
time you play for the first week of the season... I want you, after your game, to walk up to 4 TSLers, and whether you buy the drink or they do, I want you to have 4 shots with 4 different TSLers.
That's probably the easiest task ever.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have you back on the podcast, and I want you to report on how it went.
Who you met, where they're from, what team they played.
Male,
with.
Female, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They got to be people that are not in D6, though. They got to be people you don't know.
Nope.
Or kind of, you know what I mean?
Half-ass
well, I
no.
played Breakfast Club.
That, good, that's what I'm saying.
I won a Breakfast Club championship.
With so. Topper?
With not Garrett.
Yep.
Before. I know, but Topper's won like
he was on our Breakfast Club team. We got smoked in the semis. Remember, we had Sekaterski, Cheryl, Tommy Hughes.
Well, I picked off Tommy Hughes, and then he yelled at me for spiking the ball. And
that sounds
going,
yeah.
Is there going to be
Tommy
Breakfast
thing.
Club?
We don't know yet.
Is that the award-winning Tommy
so,
Hughes?
Yeah.
God, we're hoping.
No.
Okay. We're hoping.
We're hoping for what?
We're hoping for Fall Breakfast Club. It depends.
That'd be great. We should do that no matter
so
what.
So I do need to put out an
right
apology,
now.
A public apology, while he's in the room. It is Blaze, not Blase. Am I right?
Yeah, correct.
I want to apologize because I said that wrong on a podcast going back
no,
a few.
Yeah.
I read it on a sheet of paper. I said Blase. No, Blaze.
Story of my
so
life.
What's the story of the name? Is that your real name? Or is that a stage name that you got yourself through college with? Or where's the name come from?
I'm a third.
It's your wrestling name.
Third generation Blaze.
Really? Nice. That's awesome.
My grandpa lived in Italy, and his name was Biagio. And when
okay.
he came here, they Americanized it to Blaze.
So that's last name or first name?
First name.
First name.
First name.
Nice.
Two Italians sitting next to each other. Look at the two of you.
People. See? I'm a 3-2.
How do you feel about Tripe?
No comment.
No
comment. That's a no.
Anything else?
I'm not a fan of Tripe.
Italian food?
Love Brajol.
Brajol?
Yeah.
Have you ever put peanut butter in your sauce?
No.
Believe
Stop
it
giving
not.
Away
I,
tips.
I know. You know, by the way, I told Joey Bath that
Telling
trick.
You.
He
yeah.
had a dinner party. He loves me now.
He's
like, that's the greatest trick ever.
After you told him, didn't he text you like a
yes,
couple days later? He's like, Lenny, how much peanut butter I
yep.
put in this?
You know, he's a lot. It actually takes the acid. You know, there's a lot of bite from the tomatoes.
Negation.
You actually use baking soda
yep.
and you use peanut butter to
it's
cut the acid of the tomatoes.
Can't beat it.
Well, people
yeah.
have like peanut
Love
butter
it.
Burgers, and that just sounds disgusting.
But it's
yeah.
not.
It's
peanut
butter
no,
jelly.
That's different.
No, whoever eats it, though, says it's like it's good.
Great.
I can't do it.
Believe it or not.
Peanut butter
that's
though,
an
so.
Old chili trick. If you talk, if you go to Texas, and you know, I watch cooking shows all the time, like religiously, and they'll tell you, like a lot of times, to cut the acid in their chilies, they actually use peanut butter. So I just pulled that into my actually my bolognese. I don't use peanut butter in my regular sauce, but I do in my bolognese.
The only time I normally use peanut butter is with a dog. But go on, Len.
It cuts the acid. Trust me. Cuts the acid, trust me. We learned some things today.
Crickets.
Hey, we got good news. Next week we're going to have Redemption Thursday. I'm excited for this.
What
do
you mean?
Angels?
No.
Oh,
we,
sorry,
what we
sorry.
Decided to do.
He's getting so excited.
What we did was we had, you know, we've had a lot of great shows. We've had a couple really bad shows, and we've had some really bad guests. Not that they're bad people, they just were terrible guests.
Kind of so like what, Molly.
Like who?
Oh,
no,
thanks.
Well, we're going to find out next Thursday. We had
yeah.
two really bad guests. They're two really nice girls, but they did not do very well. So I've brought them back next Thursday, and we're going to call it Redemption Thursday.
Yes.
And we're
going to
see if we can do better. This is awesome.
So
I maintain their stories
you know
to
how you do better? You make people take like 6 shots of tequila before they walk in the door.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Emily, I love this idea.
That's step one. All right. Well, guess
I
you'll be
one of them.
That's how we know you'll be
one
here.
One of them would do 6 shots of tequila. I'm not sure if the other one
That's
would.
How certain bachelors.
One of them may have already
Emily,
done them.
Could you answer me one thing?
What?
Do you want to come early next week and do 6 shots of tequila with me?
Maybe.
Nice. Joe, bring the salt.
I mean, okay, but I have the limes, though. But all right.
But they both agreed to coming. It's going to be Redemption Thursday. We're gonna make amends because one had a really tough day at the office. The other it was our first. It was like our third show ever, and we thought she was going to do awesome. She's a really nice girl.
She's
if
a
I
sweetheart.
Said her name, I don't want to say it on the podcast.
She's
until
a
next
lovely
week.
Woman.
She's great. You love her. If
great.
I say her name, you will. You'll be like, oh,
Absolutely.
I like her. But she just struggled. So we're gonna bring
Brutal.
Her in and see if she can do better.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
And it is not Kerry with a K.
No.
Okay.
No. So it's going to be awesome.
No, there's no redeeming that one.
Yeah, and then after that, we're gonna just keep meeting our TSLers. We're going to keep meeting people. We're going to keep talking. Right now, we're going to get to news. We are not sure right now if the season's going to go off on August 26th or September 8th. We're having an issue right now with the fields.
It'll be the 9th, I think.
We are the 9th. We want to make sure that the fields are ready to go. We've had a couple meetings with Rose Garden. Assuming that the fields are ready to go, we'll go August 26th. We're going to know in the next week or so. If the seed and the soil and everything takes, we're going to hit the 26th. If not, we're going to take Memorial Day and the 26th off, and we're going to start on the 9th.
So, yeah, Labor Day?
Yeah, the week after Labor Day. We're actually going to move, because we always play the 26th, then we take the next week off, and then come the next. We're going to actually take 2 weeks off.
Cool.
Well, we don't know yet. We're right now, the Rose Garden, from what we understand, is under. They have a tremendous field restoration project that's about to begin.
they don't even know it.
Yeah, we kind of explained to them.
That's very exciting. We're going to have brand new fields. They're putting in turf, you said.
No, they're working on dirt and more seed. Well, we're not there yet. We're going to try to get a lot more grass than we had last year.
They definitely have enough dirt.
We've got plenty more seed. But the best part is there's plenty of time. Right. This is
technically no. That's why
July,
we're
debating. might be pushed back a week because
that's what I'm saying. If we set time,
so the first couple weeks might be played in Topper's backyard. You said
we probably could.
That'd be amazing.
We probably could.
That'd be pretty sweet.
It would be kind of cool.
We might have. Yeah. Maybe we'll have a post wine tournament.
How is Topper's house? Have you been there?
You have not been there yet?
I was there once for like 20 minutes.
We helped him move twice, and it's been actually pretty spectacular. It's actually nice digs for the...
So, Topper, if you want to chime in on the topic of conversation, give us a call over at 627-TOPP. Joe, what are those numbers?
627-867.
Topper, we'd love to hear from you talking about the potentials of playing at your house sometime.
Yeah, and then wine tournament is what?
It's August 19th.
August 19th. We're still looking for two more teams.
Yep, a competitive team and, like I said, an afternoon rec team. I mean, that could be...
Could
honestly,
the Diamond
Dolls
really play in the
Yes, they could. That would be
honestly,
the best thing.
At this point, we're looking for
people. Let me wrangle up some ladies.
I think it might work.
That'll be fun.
That would be exciting if they brought it. You need to make that. If that happens, Lenny will probably be there. You know that, right?
Yeah. Usually August is a bad month for me,
and
so we're going to see what happens.
No, I'm good. It's just enough time to get Diamond Dolls jerseys, too.
Oh, wow.
I'm not responsible for that.
No.
See, that's what he would be in charge of. Like, your job is just to
He's going
to
make them
your
himself.
Your job is to just do everything else.
No, it's not everything else. You've
got to get a whole team together.
Yeah. You're in management now. This is nothing for you. This is nothing new. You helped build a champion.
I know.
You know what being a general manager is all about.
I was the GM of Maddie's Angels.
And look what happened.
Ooh,
this is nothing for you.
Excuse me.
You won the championship.
Blaze, would you like to say that part again?
Asterix.
Oh,
it's in the record books.
Every team was short people, and if you didn't show up, that's your fault.
Yeah, really.
Hey, what did you have to do again?
It was a cousin's wedding. I even busted your balls about this. It's not like it was your brother or something. It was a cousin.
Like a close cousin, or just like somebody you had to go to?
And you're Italian. When you say cousin, it could even have been a friend, because all Italians are all cousins.
All related.
First cousin.
I'm thinking about getting a team with all my cousins, actually, and putting it in, like, D5.
That'd be exciting.
Could you call them my cousins?
Nice.
It could be.
How many cousins do you have?
The Curry cousins?
I have 40 first cousins.
What?
That is insane.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
3.
That's not far off, though. I mean, I've got probably about 32.
No, yeah, I have about
35. 30 or 32 first cousins?
First cousins.
Yeah. I think I have 5.
Yeah, 40 first cousins.
I have 5, too.
I have 3?
Serious?
I'm not counting mine.
4, 5?
But
I have like 6.
My mom's one of 10, so that's
fine. Tell your mom I said hi, by the way.
Oh, I will.
Well, do we got any more thoughts before we go to final thoughts?
At the end of the day, no, I think we can just wrap
up. We've got wine tournament coming. We've got season kind of almost coming.
What else could we pop? I was talking to Topper today, too, about stuff to talk about. No, get your wine tournament stuff. And that's the main thing is the wine tournament right now.
You could talk about your own stuff.
I don't really have any of my own stuff.
Real quick before we go to final thoughts. So how do you think Topper's feeling right now? Now it's official. Drew, don't call me Andy Calizimo, has started his own team, not only for the wine tournament, but for the fall season well.
Topper's worried. That's why I believe in the wine tournament. His team's made up of a bunch of people he's not used
to. Wait, the intern?
Yes,
he started his own team in the fall. He's out.
He's out.
He's going to be at the wine tournament with his own team, and he's jumping ship for the fall.
Yeah, wow. Topper's got to find a new stud, basically.
So I'm going to tell you off
air. Do we know the name of the team?
I think it's called Michael Vick's something or
other. So it's called the Interns.
They should be called the Interns.
Well, I hope they're nice to animals.
They are. He's nice. He's like the nicest kid ever.
You get the ghetto girl head shake going on right now.
Yeah, but maybe it's just
his friends weren't. To be fair, no, I'm just
kidding. He used to be smitten with a friend of yours. I'll tell you off air who it was.
Oh yes, yes, dun, dun, dun.
Well, I only have like 4 friends.
So. I'm your friend.
Oh, really?
I think I can figure out who it is.
Really?
Yeah, Lenny's one of them.
Yeah.
Yay.
Lenny, ow, me, you're Sarah.
You're one of them. You're one of... Sarah, you just named us.
Aww.
Okay, five. I have five friends.
She's still new, though.
You're not my friend because you're on A's.
That's so rude. Can I ask you a serious question? I know we're running late here, but I always ask this to people. You said it like I say it. There are people in this world that say, oh, I have 500 friends, but I say it like I have a handful of friends and I have like 5,000 acquaintances.
That's how I am.
Yeah, you know what my philosophy is? If I talk to you on the phone or I text you, you are a friend of mine.
Yes.
But if I just see you at football, then you know what? And there's nothing wrong with being acquaintances.
Right. Yeah.
But if I talk to you all the time, I consider you a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So we're super good friends.
Right. You and I are friends. Yeah, because we talk all the
time. You call me 2 seconds after we leave this place to talk about the episode.
We're good.
So Lenny, we're friends.
We are friends.
That sucks.
We're acquaintances. But there's nothing wrong. We're nothing wrong with being acquaintances.
Yeah. But now you're just acquaintances.
So many people go, look, I have 5,000 friends, but do you?
No, I say the same thing. 4 quarters better than 100 pennies. So you got all your pennies are your acquaintances, your quarters are your friends.
And there's nothing wrong with
acquaintances. That's kind of really awesome. Just,
Molly, how do you feel about that?
I love that.
I agree. I definitely agree.
Like, I hate when people say that because sometimes I'm like, really?
I love that.
Just because you know somebody, like, hey, I know everybody in the football league, but I don't consider them all friends. They're acquaintances. Like, if I, like, Blaze, I consider you acquaintances. If I saw you out, I would definitely walk up to you. If I said to Barb, like, hey, how you doing? You know, we talked for 20 minutes, but we're not exactly going to be talking. It doesn't mean
you guys
that
are going to see Spider-Man.
That's
later,
what
you
I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you could if you
probably
more.
Have all your friends, but then you have people like you're like, oh, I have people I know from football. It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
It just drives me nuts.
We have a silent conversation going on while you guys are talking. I can't get this figured out. Molly on her right arm has a tattoo. Kind of looks like a harpoon.
I thought it
said Wiener Blast. What does it say, though?
It says Enjoy the Adventure in Spanish.
So it's kind of like Wiener
Blast. I got it when I was in Spain.
That makes sense.
Did you go to Spain with...
No. Okay.
Did you run with the Bulls?
I did not, but I've been there 3 times.
Did you go with Toby?
I did not.
Okay.
Running with the Bulls was 2 weeks ago, FYI, anyone cares.
Dynamite dropping.
Should put together a TSL Bulls trip.
Crazy. No, people would die.
Is this TSL group thing getting a little crazy, though? Do you ever notice whenever you go on Telegram, it's like, we should organize a TSL this and a TSL this and a TSL this and a TSL this.
Val went away for 2 weeks, and then we didn't organize anything.
There's an awful lot of TSL activities.
Well, we'd like there to be. Speaking of which, holy shnikes. Joe, I completely forgot about this.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Could you please give us the weekly Bernal update?
I don't even know what you're talking about, but... There's not an update. I guess Val went with Travis to Cedar Point. That was cool.
I saw them last night.
So what's the update then that Jim's
They went
for?
To Cedar Point.
Cool. Are you in the family?
Oh, well, yeah, we talked about this already. Mom already said I was good to go.
Did you pick which one you were going to marry to make this happen?
I think has this gone through yet?
I think there's like rituals and stuff that happen there, so I don't really know.
Yeah, like, oh my God, I don't know what you're talking about. No, really, come on. There's rituals. You picked one?
I don't know the rituals.
Do we
I don't
have
get
one?
To pick one. That's not how that works.
Do you love one?
Absolutely.
Should we have a game show one day and say pick a Bernal?
Like, nah, that's not true. I don't love to
pick a Bernal.
Like, no, then, clearly bring them all in and like just have people like interview them. That'd be kind of cool.
Bean Bernal.
We can get the music back going again. We're not playing the dating game ever again.
Do you know
why not? What's the worst that could happen?
Do you know the best part about this?
I'm sort of going to Emily punch him.
What? Best part about
why
this
you,
was
why do you
I bring it up
punch with elbows. By the way,
that's because not,
I bring
sharp.
It up and it's the worst idea to him. You bring it up, it's funny.
Like
this is great. This is great. I love this.
Yeah, bionic elbow's okay too. Just hit him with something.
No. That's 2 points. That's a registered weapon.
Yeah. Never again. Never. Molly Morgan, we're going to get to the end of the day. What do you say? Final thoughts. Did you enjoy your time here?
I did.
Would you come back?
I would.
Okay, good. Anything you would like to say before we leave?
I had a lot of fun. A
lot of fun?
Yeah.
What would you give this out of 10?
An 8.
Really? Mm-hmm. You sure it wasn't like a 5.5?
No, an 8.
That's
okay,
Lenny
a
for
solid
he's
8.
I think Lenny's giving you a 5.5.
No,
ask
not
you to come
at all.
Are you giving me a 5.5?
Are you going to ask her to come back
you're
next week?
You're not going to be here next week for Redemption Thursday. You did all right.
That'd be funny if you answer that right at the end.
That'd be kind of funny. Damn it. Blaze, final thoughts. How you feeling?
Going pretty well. You guys made it very comfortable for the first timers.
How you feeling? Like, good. I mean, are you going to go buy your 4 shots at the end or do your 4 shots for people?
Can I do them right now?
Yeah. No, you got to. You kind of know us more than normal. You got to pick 4 other people.
Yeah, we don't count anymore for this challenge that Lenny is.
No one in this room.
For this adventure Lenny has given you.
You can do this. You
I can
got
do
this.
That.
And
I'm
honestly, I got your number now.
Good
We're going to try
Gandalf.
To figure out a time, and I got Emily's number too. We'll set something up. We'll figure out a way to get everybody to play.
Yeah, that can That's happen. Exciting. That can absolutely happen.
Well, Ron might be retiring first off.
Well, then you can have Johnny too.
Like, that's news.
What?
That's huge in breaking
Wait,
news.
Ron might retire?
Gossip.
Well, it's supposed to be after every season, but I think since Ace got crushed by Maddie's Angels, that might have been the dagger. But, I mean,
Who would take over?
Napoli.
Who would be quarterback?
It's been debated, but
who would captain the ship? Who would fly the plane?
Looking at the next captain.
In his defense, though,
say it.
I say I'm going to retire every year, and I keep coming back. So.
Oh. It's like, look, when I'm like 40 and everybody keeps looking at me to retire, I'll keep playing until I break a leg.
What you're supposed to do.
You're sitting between two therapists that are very good at reading emotions.
I'm reading between the lines.
Well, get him back.
Luckily, the audience can't.
We need one more Ronnie K year.
Yeah, one last run.
He's playing until he wins.
Good. Then keep him going. Emily, final thoughts.
I'm ready for that little showdown so that people stop saying the asterisk comment.
Asterisk.
You say that like people have been saying it longer than 20 minutes.
Joe Z said it to me at the bar.
When the hell has his opinion ever fucking mattered in
it
this
It always
league?
Matters. He's a great guy. I like Joe Z.
To be fair,
bit,
you might have lost
Were you guys
RSS
out with him
ladies.
And Zabron?
He's a good friend.
What?
Was Zabron
like
there
Joe
too?
No.
Okay, I was about to say, because then that's why he was talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's funny. Nothing. He just made another point. That
I like making Emily laugh. She cracks me up.
yes.
How about
I'm
we
ready?
Play for the asterisk? So instead of a trophy, like we'll get a black like big cube and we'll paint an asterisk on it. Whoever wins gets the asterisk.
I mean, I would like to play for a championship belt.
You want a belt and an asterisk?
Multiple
yeah,
belts.
I'll take the asterisk.
Can we get a belt of an asterisk?
Championship belt
we'll
is
the
wine
the
tournament.
Where is that?
So we can double We're that.
Tommy
Hughes
has got it. It's coming to the wine tournament. Tommy Hughes won.
I think
I think Heather's got it right now, but she said it's coming.
He finished first and second last year.
Yeah,
so.
We've got it, and we're bringing it with us.
Cool.
Jimmy, final thoughts?
I'm looking forward to seeing Molly during Redemption Week. That's all I got.
Okay.
Rude.
Final thoughts from Mr. K.
Jim, I thought we were closer than this.
I know. Jim was on that, like, sassy juice tonight.
Okay, hang on. Time out. You're still not on my lap. We talked about this.
I know. We did talk about that.
I don't know what's...
Redemption?
I'm attached to the
All
back
right,
of the
fair
couch.
Enough. Deal.
Fair enough. Final thoughts. I mean, I don't know. People stopped listening a while ago since it was a gym-heavy show, but... If anybody out there is listening, I'm pretty sure it's just Paul Neiman that's listening.
Harry got the mic.
So as you were, Len, what were you saying? I'm sorry, Joe. I'm not sure if you were talking. Oh, wait. Are you there, Joe? Are you still there?
E.T. phone home. Let him do his final thought. He'll feel better. Everybody gets a chance to talk. Let him do his final thought.
He's like, I don't know if it's back yet. All right, it's back
would
yet.
Would it be...
bitches. Boy, after that derailed. I don't know. Bitches. I don't really have any final thoughts. I'm excited for the wine tournament and football fields, all the usual bullshit that's going on. And I'm excited for Saturday because Matty Ice is having a party where he's handing out his Icy Awards to people for various reasons. I don't know what. Who's
Are they literally called Icies?
I named them That'd that last great. Week. I'm calling them the Icies.
I like it. Here's your Icy.
It'd be great. Here's your Icy for best whatever. So hopefully that'll be a riot. I know a bunch of people are coming out. To his beach house in Wilson, yep. And we're just going to have a blast, whether or not it rains.
Rain or shine.
Yeah, either way.
So it should be a good time, and other than that, that's all I got. I look forward to Redemption Thursday, and
Me
hopefully
too.
Some of the people aren't terrible again. We'll figure it out. Len, what do you got?
Back to you, Lenny.
I don't have much at all. You know, I'm smiling again, and I'm actually kind of laughing, and that's good. Thank you for listening, Jim. You got something you want to say?
Yeah, I do, actually. There was a guy that was supposed to come down today. He never showed up, so I want to play this for him. Do you mind?
Not at all.
Would it be TSL Universe? This is your good friend, B's brother. Welcome to Extremely Deep Thoughts with B's Brother. If a kid asks where rain comes from, I think a cute thing to tell him is, God is crying. And if you ask why God is crying, another cute thing to tell him is probably because of something you did.
Thank you, Jeffy.
How many takes did that one take?
So Jeffy 17. Was supposed to be down here today.
He will
unfortunately,
at some point.
He couldn't make it.
He overslept. He woke up at 4:30.
Yeah, he had a busy day today.
He did. Well, no, he didn't. He woke up at 4:30.
Yeah, but after that, I'm sure it's just been a riot of Grand Theft Auto and trying not to choke on Cheerios.
That's a busy day for a lot of cats. Wow. Joe K, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. It's good to be back. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm actually laughing for once. Thank you very much to Molly Morgan. Thank you very much to Blaze. Thank you to Emily and Joe K. And Jimmy, as always, I'm not saying anything except we'll see you next week. I'm excited for Redemption Thursday. Can't wait to see what we do. Until then, we'll see you next week. Crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts. Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all of humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls, such as an ultrasound of a new baby.